Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at updated nutritional supplement unit conversion factors, and finally, the effect of exercise therapy on inflammation biomarkers. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 652, recorded November 9th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In May 2016, the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, announced regulations that require amendments to the existing supplement facts label, which uses units and conversions based on the 1968 RDA, that's the recommended daily allowances. The new regulations will be mandatory in 2019 to 2020 time period. Voluntary compliance prior to that date is permitted, and it is expected that there will be a period of time when both types of labels will be on the market. The changes that will affect the application of DSID results are the changes in the units used to declare vitamins and minerals on supplement labels. The FDA will permit manufacturers to include the amounts of nutrients in the old units in parentheses adjacent to the amounts in the new units. For example, when looking at vitamin A units, presently designated in IU measurements, the updated unit of measurement will be listed as small letters M, small letters C, small letter G, capital R, capital A, capital E. That's MCG space RAE. The latter referring to retinol activity equivalent. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent study was published in the journal Arthritis Care and Research to investigate the impact of exercise therapy on molecular biomarkers related to cartilage and inflammation in people at risk of or with established knee osteoarthritis by conducting a systematic review of RCTs, those are randomized controlled trials. A literature search up to September 2017 in five major databases with no restriction on publication year or language was performed. The study concluded that exercise therapy is not harmful, as per this story, as it does not increase the concentration of molecular biomarkers related to cartilage turnover and inflammation implicated in osteoarthritis progression. The overall quality of evidence was downgraded to low because of the limited number of RCTs available. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. If you treat the future something definite, it makes to understand it in advance and to work to shape it. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.